the hope you have is gone. Don't give up on Jesus.
When you tried everything you know, you're looking for a place to go.
You can't take it another minute. Don't give up on Jesus. Yeah.
When this world spins around and around,
the name of the Lord. We just come to encourage you this morning. Don't give up on Jesus. The Lord knows there are many trials and tribulations that you're experiencing in your life. In fact, the scripture has declared that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. And so I want you to know that God is faithful to his word, and I'm encouraging you not to give up on Jesus. Glory to God. Good morning and welcome to this morning's devotion right here on the Everyday Christian. I am your host and praise leader, Mary Washington, and I'm excited that you chose to join me today as we go before God, dedicating ourselves unto him, submitting ourselves to his will and to his way. Truly we serve an awesome God, full of grace and full of mercy, and there is none like him. Glory to God. Our central thought on today is I love to praise him. When I was thinking about that particular subject, I thought about that song we used to sing. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. Glory to God. And they will go on with saying, in the morning, in the noonday, in the trials, I love to praise him. And you know, children of God, I have taken that as my way of living. I love to praise him because praise is commonly for the upright. Glory to God. And so this is why we come together, so that we can give God the praise, honoring him with our lifestyle, our mindset, submitting ourselves to him, and communicating with him and going into his presence on an ongoing basis every day, starting off our day in the presence of the Lord. We've began something new here on the Everyday Christian called Miracle in a Moment. Glory to God. The Lord spoke that to my heart on yesterday when I woke up, and we're going to be doing this every morning. As I encourage you on yesterday, I want you to get the email address, which is Raised in Christ. I made it very simple. If you're a child of God, you've been raised in Christ. Glory to God, and at yahoo.com. And you would email us with your testimony of God's goodness in your life, the miracle he did in your life, where you know without a doubt it was God, because there was absolutely nothing you could do about it. And you would email us and give us that information, making sure that it's under 2 minutes and we want to share it in your words, or if perhaps you want to come on the air and share it, just let us know and send us your phone number, and we'll call back to verify with you, and then you can come on the air. We'll open up the time for you to come on the air and share your testimony. And you can email us, again, at raisedinchrist@yahoo.com. We want you to share what God has done for you. We believe that there is not enough testifying of what God has done. Glory to God. And so this morning we're going into that segment with a little portion of that song, Testify, and then I'm going to share with you a testimony of mine. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Name of the Lord. Somebody ought to testify, and that somebody ought to be me, that somebody ought to be you, and that's why we've taken some of this time that God has given us on the airway to praise his holy name. You see, we gave the topic or the thought, central thought of I love to praise him, and most often all we're talking about is clapping our hands and dancing around, but we must open up our mouth and give him the fruit of our lips, but also declare his glory in this earth realm. I was thinking about so many different ways the Lord has blessed me. And I was also thinking at this time of the month, many people are in duress because they don't know where they're going to get their needs met, the things that come at the first of the month, the bills paid, glory to God, and how the opportunities for worry comes in, glory to God. But the Bible tells us that we are not to take thought about those type of things. We are to trust God for those things. And I'm going to read that passage out of Matthew, the 6th chapter, in a moment. But I want to share a miraculous testimony with you that has happened to me in time past. I have been serving the Lord diligently with my whole heart since 1986, and I have determined that I'm going to trust God no matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what someone else say, whether it's natural, whether it's spiritual. I'm trusting God with all my heart, and I'm not leaning to my own understanding. And I remember several years ago, probably about 10 years ago, I was in need of some finances to pay my rent, glory to God. I was living in these apartments, and I needed to pay my rent. And I had gotten all the money together, some $20. And I had, in getting the money together, I had thoroughly searched my house, every pocket, every drawer, every place in the house, looking for, because, you know, I was subject to put money up or put it down or whatever the case may be. And I had found everything that was possible to be found. And I had searched over a week's period, so it wasn't just a one-day thing, and I was searching to find anything that could be found. Glory to God. And I got to the day of needing to pay my rent, or it would have been late. And I don't like to pay my bills late, glory to God, and I didn't want to pay it late. And I was talking to God about it, and I was still going forth doing what I know to do. How many of you know while you're talking to God, you still do what you know to do when it lines up with his will? Glory to God. And so I was just continuing on, glory to God, and I was $20 short, and I said, Lord, I know for some of you $20 may not seem like a big deal, and others of you $20 seems like a huge deal, depending on what's going on in your life. I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I need the rest of this money. I do not want to pay my rent late. And I just cried out before him in total sincereness and went on, glory to God. And then one day, about 2 days later, about 2 hours later, I was going through the house, and I had this chest of drawer that was tall, and I had a burgundy charger set on there that always sat on there. And I walked by, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and says, look under that charger. And children of God, I'm here to tell you that God is a miracle-working God, and he's concerned about every area of your life. I raised that charge up, and as God is my witness, there was a $20 bill stretched out there. Now, I know for some of you, you have a problem believing it. But if the Lord could tell Peter to go down to the sea, and the first fish that come up, open up his mouth, and get some money, and go pay his taxes, I know that he can place a $20 bill under a charger for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, that's just a miracle that God did in a moment. He did it. I know he did it. This was the most obvious place. It would have been the first place I would have looked, because it's a place that you could just do it quickly, place some money under there and keep going. And I had looked in that place. But God made the way when I needed it. We are to trust in God with all our heart and testify of his goodness. God bless you. I thank you for hearing that. We're going to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and I want to share with you what God is saying in the times of trials and tribulations. When it looks like there is no way and it looks like you don't have what you need, he tells us in Matthew 6:25, as he spoke to his disciples, he said, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you yet not much better than they? Which of you, taking a thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we be clothed? All these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe God. Come on, let's go down before the Lord today, believing him for whatever need that you have. Glory to God. We're going to praise him because praise is commonly for the upright. Even in the midst of the trials, when we don't know exactly what to do or how to do it, praise is still common. It beautifies us. It's beautiful on us when we glorify him right in the midst of the trials, right in the midst of the place of I don't know what to do, but we know who does know what to do. This is the time to praise him. This is why we love to praise him, because he's met every need that we have. Father God, we just say thank you. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being full of grace and full of mercy. Thank you for the miracles in the moment that you keep doing for us. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you that you never leave us and you never forsake us. We thank you that you're with us always, even to the ends of the earth. We thank you, dear God, because you have went before us and made the crooked path straight. You have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and there is no lack in our life because you are our shepherd. We shall not want. Father, today we put it all in your hands. All the things that we have a concern about, all the things that could cause us to worry and doubt and fear, Lord, we put them in your hands. We trust you, Lord. We trust you for our health, our physical being. We trust you, Lord. We trust you to heal us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet and everything in between. We trust you, Lord. We praise you because you are our healer. We trust you for our finances, oh God. We trust you that every need has met. You have given us all things that pertain to life. We need money in this earth realm. We need you to open the door that man cannot close, oh God. We need you to minister to the needs of our business, oh God. Minister to the needs of our homes, oh God. Minister to the needs of our church, oh Lord. We trust you, Lord Jesus. We trust you. We trust you, oh God, to lead us into that path where your glory will be manifest. God. We lean and depend on you. We know we can't do this without you, Lord Jesus. We're trusting in you with all our heart, and we're not leaning to our own understanding. We acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we wait for you to direct our path. Oh, God, you are our God. There is none like you. We lean and depend on you. Father, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. You have met our every need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We put the bills for the household in your hands, oh God. We put the bills for our churches in your hands, Lord Jesus. We put it all in your hands. We lay it on the altar before you, Lord Jesus. You told us to make our petitions before you. Lord, we're petitioning you this morning for the needs that we have in our finances. Oh, dear God, we trust you. We trust you for our minds, oh God. You are our mind regulator and our burden bearer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We set our affections on you this morning. Father, we want your will to be done in us. We want you to be glorified in us. All the glory belong to you. You are God. There's none like you. Lord, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we could ask or think, dear God. So we place it all in your hands. Help us, Lord. Help us to be steadfast and immovable. Help us, oh God, to hold fast to the profession of our faith, even in the times when we don't know what to do, when it seems like a helpless or a hopeless situation. Help us to be steadfast, oh Lord, to hold fast to what you have told us, oh God, right in the midst of the trials. We trust you, Lord. We trust you to keep us from failing, and we trust you to keep us from falling. We trust you, Lord, because you are our God, and there is none like you. Even in our relationships, oh God, the fellowship that we desire, oh God, to be the way you would have it to be, among our family members, oh God, we're putting that in your hand this morning. We're praising you because you are a friend to the friendless. We're praising you because you are mother to the motherless. We're praising you because you never leave us and you never forsake us. You are wonderful. You are mind regulator. You are heart mender. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you didn't leave us alone. You went before us and made that crooked path straight. You made a way, dear Lord, where it looked like it wasn't no way. We just want to say thank you this morning. You are a miracle worker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You worked a miracle in me. You worked a miracle in my sister. You worked a miracle in my brother. Thank you, Lord, in that awesome plan of salvation. You are a miracle worker. We want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering us from all that is evil. There is none like you. We come blessing your holy name this morning, glorifying you because you are God. You are a wonderful Savior. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that you have given us to give us power over all the power of our enemy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You didn't leave us to ourselves. You empowered us with you, another comforter. We just said thank you, Lord. Thank you that you made us the victor. We are more than conquerors through you because you love us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Savior, mighty God. We love to praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of holiness. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you, dear God, with our whole heart. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Have your way, Jesus, in me. Be glorified in me. You get the glory out of my life. We surrender ourselves to you, Lord. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Remove the burdens. Destroy the yokes. Keep us, oh God, in the center of your will, with our mind stayed on you, with a thirst and a hunger for your righteousness. We humble ourselves, oh God, under your mighty hand. Want you to have your way. Want you to have your way. Be glorified in us. Hallelujah. We come praising you because praises come. Hallelujah. You're so good. Lord. You're full of grace and full of mercy. You meet every need that we have, oh Lord. You are wonderful. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you that physically, financially, mentally, relationally, and spiritually, you have given us all things that pertain to life. You have blessed us exceedingly abundantly above what we could ask or think. You are good to us. Lord, we appreciate you so much. We thank you for your mercy, where you forgive us and you give us brand new mercies every day. You help us where we can't help ourselves. And, oh, Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for how you amply supplied all of our need. Lord, we trust you. We're going to stand and watch your salvation manifest in our life as we obey you, Lord Jesus. We trust you, and we thank you, Lord, that we could come boldly before the throne of grace to receive your mercy and your help in our time of need. We recognize we need you, Lord Jesus, all the time. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that we can talk with you. Thank you that we can listen to what you have to say on an ongoing basis, communicate with you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the that you have done, how you glorify yourself in our life. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you praise. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. I love to praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is worthy of all the praise, children. If you would just take the time out and praise him, you will experience him in a different way because he inhabits your praise. Glory to God. I'm so thankful to be here with you today to go into the presence of the Lord. My prayer is that you will catch hold of how to submit yourself and go before God and utilize anything that you hear me use or hear me do over the airwaves. Use it in your prayer life to make it a more fervent and vibrant prayer life where you would come into the presence of the Lord and to experience the fullness of his joy. I so thank you for being here with me on this morning, and thank God for moving on your heart and lifting your heavy burdens and recalling you, helping you to refocus and trust him right in the midst of the trials. God is faithful, children of God. He is faithful. Now, for those of you who want to hear a word, glory to God, a burden-removing, yoke-destroying word that cut through the core of all these things that are separating you from the will of God and bring you to a place where he's glorified in you, on this week, we're teaching Conquering the Flesh, glory to God. There's a series, a five-day series, and we're on day three on the Voice of Reason. So follow me on over from here to blogtalkradio.com/FMSM. And the name of the broadcast is Voice of Reason. And we're going to go before God and believe God that you will be, the burdens will be removed and the yokes will be destroyed in your life and you will be able to conquer your flesh. So come on and join me on the Voice of Reason right here on Blog Talk Radio at 7:30 a.m. Just enough time to transition to the next broadcast. God bless you, and thank you for joining me on today and for inviting others out to pray and praise and magnify God together. And again, I invite you to email us at raisedinchrist@yahoo.com with your miracle that God has done for you. You want to tell it, children. You want to testify. And those of you who want that word, glory to God, that will strengthen you for the day, come on over to the Voice of Reason. God wants to talk to you. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.